The Indian River Lagoon Estuary is a valuable asset to East Central Florida, and the recent die-off of marine mammals has caused concern. The diversity of the ecosystem makes identifying the exact causes of the lagoon's ill health a challenge. Troy Rice of the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program fears we may have reached a tipping point, and the ecosystem is showing the effects of decades of pollution caused by explosive coastal development. The Marine Resources Council has over 50 volunteers who test water quality along the lagoon. Recently, I joined Tom Sam, a local water quality tester, as he performed his weekly water test.
Okay, here we go. Take our first measurement. Temperature is going to be in C, 24.1 air temperature. I'll use some gloves, but not because the water's hazardous, because I don't want to put my imprint in the water. So I do one test where we send off the sample to the state, the Fish and Wildlife Commission, and they measure for phytoplankton. This time of year, we're dominated by the rains, you know. We got a lot of nutrients flushing into the system. And so we get to see the rapid changes in DO. So the next test, while that's going on, is pH. So this is a measure of the alkalinity in the lagoon. The lagoon has a lot of calcium carbonate, you know, shells in it, so it acts as a buffer, keeps the pH near 8.2. If that changes dramatically, something's up. There's some kind of activity, lots of water flowing in, or maybe a algae bloom.
Tom is on the board of the Marine Resources Council and a water quality testing volunteer. I asked him why he does it.
I do a lot of recreation on the lagoon, and selfishly, I kind of like to know what's going on in the habitat. But, you know, this is also an opportunity to be contributing to citizen science.
Dr. Lisa Soto is a conservation biologist and heads up the Marine Resources Council. She's been working with other scientists to identify the issues affecting the lagoon.
With a system as complex as our lagoon, hard to have enough data to really understand the complexity of an ecosystem over time. The Indian River Lagoon is an important feature of our local economy. The six counties that surround the Indian River Lagoon depend on it for approximately 15,000 jobs. The lagoon, in an economic financial study that was done by the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program and the St. John's River Water Management District, they determined that over $3 billion in revenue are brought into those six counties. One of the possible sources of nutrients to the Indian River Lagoon is residential turf grass fertilizer. Research shows that 2,840 tons of residential turf grass fertilizer were sold in 2012 in Brevard County alone, one of six counties that surround the lagoon. If only half of that ran off into the Indian River Lagoon, that would be contributing nearly 3 million pounds of nitrogen to our lagoon from Brevard County every year. A conservative cleanup estimate, a $6 billion public tax dollar investment to clean up the nitrogen that's being applied to lawns in Brevard County every year.
In a recent survey by the Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute, nitrogen isotopes were analyzed in algae collected from the estuary. It was concluded that most of the nitrogen came from sewage from septic tanks along the lagoon. The issues affecting our lagoon are as diverse as the ecosystem itself. To find out more about the Indian River Lagoon, go to our website, wfit.org. This is Terry Wright.